What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to the phones now. Don in the Philippines, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, you were talking about Guitar Center. Yeah, that's been the whole guitar thing has been steadily eroding for many years, ever since they started. I can remember around 1970, in there in the 70s, if you were out in like on a picnic or something like that, the only way you could have music really was bring your own guitar, and then you could have music and sing and stuff like that. And
yes,
a lot of the poor people would try to play guitars because they thought they'd make it. For one thing, they had no, a lot of them did not have record players and stuff, and they'd try to, they'd have a dream that they could make, and some of them did make it. And there was live music. There was a possibility of making money. If not big time, you could make it small time, just playing small time gigs in a local bar or pizza parlor or something like that. And now with
yes.
the whole electronic revolution is, unfortunately, like you said, I never heard anybody say it as bluntly as you did, but basically there's hardly any need anymore for people playing the actual instrument.
Yeah, that's the cost of technology. When the disco revolution hit, it put a lot of live bands out of business. My brother's a musician, and he went through that period. Now he's back gigging again. It basically disincentivized people who were playing music as a commercial activity. A lot of them simply moved on over again to having portable players. Things like the iPod with a plugged-in booster speaker is very easy to carry, easier than a guitar. Again, as I've said, I get much better music out of this computer system for Claire's Choir than I would ever get just playing the piano or the guitar or the banjo or any of that stuff.
Yeah, but I still think live music is better. But here in the Philippines, I can remember like 15 years ago, I came here and there were, you'd see these guys walking around selling guitars for real cheap, cheap guitars. But people would buy one, and the Filipinos were good guitar players. That's one of the things they could do is they travel around Asia and play guitar. But now what's happening here in Asia, to a large extent, is karaoke,
yes,
whatever you want to call it, has taken over. And that's the people have the illusion that they're performing live music. Yeah, they're singing, but they're not actually making the whole thing. It's not really homemade music. They're singing along with the track. And anyway, you were talking about Guitar Center. I think another company that I believe went bankrupt is Gibson, the Gibson Guitar Company. They're either on the verge of bankruptcy or they went belly up. And
they got hit with some major fines regarding the source of some of the wood that they were using. In their
right.
guitars. I think it was Gibson, which seems to have been politically motivated to benefit a competitor.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the Chinese guitar makers, they use that. It's Brazilian, I think Brazilian rosewood is the thing. It's endangered
yes.
species or whatever. The Chinese guitar makers have a big supply of that for some reason, and they sell guitars in America, it's fine. But then Gibson tried the back door around the law somehow or whatever, and now they're going bankrupt. But let's see, I'm thinking there was one other thing I was going to say. I forgot, though. Hell of a deal.
Okay, but, if you don't have anything else, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the call, and we're going to switch over to Carrie in Philadelphia. Aloha, Carrie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, first-time caller, long-time listener, big fan, love your show. I'd like to discuss the ultimate tool being wielded against American citizens right now, and it was announced to us on 9/11/2013 by Edward Snowden, and that is that the NSA shares raw intelligence with Israel.
Yes.
It's unfiltered, and it's on a regular basis. And that data, raw, unsifted, that's in my opinion, that's an act of traitor.
I agree. I mean, Israel has been known to blackmail our politicians, and the NSA just gave them access to more information that can be used to put pressure on American politicians.
Exactly. So all current politicians are compromised. And furthermore, what else can they get from that data? Insider trader information. They can trade on Wall Street unlimited and fund their evil operations even further. And industrial espionage. Not to mention, you can just use your imagination what else lays in that data. And that is the ultimate.
And that, I agree. It's a very reckless thing to do. And it's just another reminder that our government runs this country for the benefit of Israel.
Absolutely. And it was, I think there was a significance on the date that he chose to announce that. It was 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And I also just want to say that, you know, I think one thing that we can do is we could band together. I mean, your listeners, your people that call in, I think they would make a great think tank. And we should form the What Really Happened think tank. and I'd like to give a shout out to your my two favorite callers are Pete in L.A. and Dustin in New Jersey.
And well, thank you very much for that.
I'd like people to discuss this matter about this raw data. Have you ever heard in the public that this was refuted?
No, it's never been refuted. It's just been ignored.
Right. And I think it's the most important revelation in modern history of the most powerful tool being wielded against the American citizens. And I think we should probably form some type of class action lawsuit about all of our data being shipped to a foreign country, and that's traitorous, and they should all be hung, those that are involved with it.
I agree. It's a flagrant violation of the Fourth Amendment. It is a betrayal of the privacy of the American people to a foreign power who's going to use the information gleaned against the interests of this nation. And it absolutely is atrocious, and it should stop. But again, I think our government is too compromised by Israel. I think Israel has been blackmailing the United States government with 9/11 all these years. And that's why the U.S. can't say no to Israel. But the U.S. needs to say no to Israel. They need to start saying no to Israel's influence in our country, because we're all paying a terrible price for it.
Can I share one more theory with you of mine? And that is of Trump and why Trump is siding with Israel. His daughter is married to Kushner.
Yes.
That's all I need to say.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Kushner looks like he's on his way out anyway. So apparently Trump realized that Kushner was not giving him good advice, that Kushner was basically using Donald Trump to further his own end. So he may be going on out. Anyway, Carrie, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to do a quick shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to go to Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yeah, Mike, I have a three-part question of the same subject. Several times you mentioned that the last time Iran, and correct me if I'm wrong, the last time Iran attacked the country was 200 years ago. My first question is, who did they attack? And were they called Persia at that time? And were they independent or part of the Ottoman Empire?
You know, those are good questions, and I have to admit I don't actually have the answers. But it's definitely worth looking into. But the main point is Iran is not a threat to the region. They're not a threat to Saudi Arabia. They're not a threat to Israel. They mind their own business, and they just want to be left alone to take care of their country and themselves. And they're obviously very concerned over the fact that Israel is constantly starting wars against its Mideast neighbors. They're concerned about the fact that the U.S. is running around the world starting wars, and they have reason to be concerned about that. But Iran, culturally, is not an aggressive nation, and it certainly hasn't been since the 1979 Islamic Revolution.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to take a call from James in South Carolina. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I got two questions, Michael. Somebody called in and asked about the fellow David Hogg, I believe his name.
Yes.
And, I've heard that he's 25 years old. I don't. Was he enrolled in that school in Parkland in Florida? Or
No, the information I have is that he graduated from Redondo Beach High School while his family still lived in California, and then he got his first media exposure there in California. Then his family moved to Parkland, and as far as I've been able to determine, he was not, in fact, actually a student at that school. Or if he was there under false pretenses.
Well, that's what I was trying to establish. Maybe he was there under false pretenses. Okay. I got a question about the Federal Reserve. Do you think it is possible for the Federal Reserve, given the fact they're not audited or anything, is it possible for them to create money out of nothing and give it to some nefarious activity that no one knows anything about?
Yeah, it's entirely possible. Now, the U.S. Treasury Department does the actual printing of currency, but the Federal Reserve can create money just by typing on a computer and send it to anywhere that they want to send it, as long as there's nobody watching. That's the problem with a private central bank. They're never going to go out of business as long as their charter is enforced, because they can just create whatever money they need to stay in business.
Well, if they have friends who want to start some kind of business, can they give money to those people, maybe through another bank?
Well, they're going to loan the money. Probably through another bank. I mean, the Fed doesn't really deal with the consumer level, but I'm sure there's a little bit of back channel discussion saying, you know, this is a friend of mine, or it's a nephew, or it's my offspring. They need funding to start a business, and they'll get favorable treatment from the bank. They'll get a loan at a discounted rate or something like that.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, and then the taxpayer is on the hook. Whether it's a nefarious activity or whether it's a friendly loan or whatever, the taxpayers own like Solyndra lost $500 million in a year or something like that. I'm not saying Solyndra, you know, they did it to Solyndra, but something like that.
Well, the taxpayer is on the hook for the accumulated interest on the national debt and for its principal. Again, if there had been no interest on the national debt, if it was zero sum, then American taxpayers would have completely paid off the national debt, just starting at the Vietnam War, paying what we're paying on the national debt now, paying on the principal rather than just the interest. We would have paid off the national debt completely, and the Federal Reserve would have lost its hammerlock on the U.S. government. But again, the Federal Reserve and Wall Street are very generous donors to politicians' campaigns. And as a result, all that's being paid to the Federal Reserve is just the interest on the principal. The principal never goes down, and that's why we're being kept as debt slaves. And the reality is that with private central banking, because all of the currency issued is interest-bearing debt, there's always going to be more debt than money with which to pay the debt. And that's why you can't escape the clutches of a private central bank unless you shut it down the way Andrew Jackson did, or you have a revolution like the founding fathers had.
Well, you remember Bob Chapman years ago?
Vaguely, yeah.
Well, he was on a lot of shows, but I think he died about 5 or 6 years ago. He made the statement one time, twice, that the interest goes to the Treasury. I mean, I don't know that he knew, but that's what he said.
I know that we're told that the interest goes to the Treasury, but that doesn't really make any sense, because I think the Federal Reserve gets a chunk of it, at least to fund their operations. But the Federal Reserve is very opaque. They're fighting against an audit. They are a private company. They're not part of the U.S. government. In fact, there was an effort to pry loose some of the records about the true state of the economy with a Freedom of Information Act request, and it was rebuffed in court successfully with the argument that the Federal Reserve is a privately owned bank and not actually part of the government. There's even a video of former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan saying the Federal Reserve answers to no U.S. government authority.
Okay. I enjoy your show, Michael. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And getting on back to immigration issues, apparently over in Germany, there was an Afghan refugee who brutally raped and then murdered a 19-year-old medical student, Maria Leidenberger, in the city of Freiburg. And he's finally been sentenced for life in prison. But again, it underscores that every nation needs to have control over its borders to decide who gets in and, more importantly, who does not. Now, the other day, we cited a story that claimed since 9/11, some 68,000 Americans have been murdered by illegal immigrants. And it's a stunning number. And so in a follow-up, there's a story in the Daily Wire. How many illegal immigrants have committed violent felonies? And apparently, that's one statistic the government doesn't bother tracking. Nobody really knows, you know, how many rapes are committed by illegal immigrants. How many assaults, burglaries, car thefts? Nobody knows. It's not being tracked. It's like over in Europe. You're not allowed to say anything negative about the refugees or the immigrants because that might harm the open borders agenda, the globalist agenda. Now, the other day, we talked about how Los Alamitos in Orange County, California, passed an ordinance that defies California's sanctuary state law. Los Alamitos will now have their police and prosecutors cooperate fully with federal immigration authorities. And now we're getting a report from the Orange County Register saying that other cities, and maybe even the entirety of Orange County, are now thinking of doing exactly the same. So there's literally a revolt against the California government by the city and county governments who are saying, we've had enough of this. This uncontrolled immigration, it's just terrible. We've got thousands of homeless people in California cities, and yet we're expected to make room for the illegal immigrants and the refugees. It just doesn't make any sense. We've got to take care of our own people first. When America is back on track, when America is great again, when we have full employment and a comfortable living standard for all Americans, maybe then we can be generous about letting certain selected others into our country. But this open borders policy is just absolutely ridiculous. Trump apparently agrees. He's now cutting Obama-era refugee admissions by 77%. That's a good start. That's a very, very good start. Now, as you know, over in Italy, they just had their elections, and the Eurosceptics cleaned up. The Remainers got voted down. This prompted Angela Merkel and French President Macron to basically say some very bad things about what was going on in Italy. And so Eurosceptic leader Matteo Salvini hit back at France and Germany, saying, we don't need them. So already we're seeing more strains in the European Union. The euro's been a problem. The open border issue's a problem. There's an article here from Zero Hedge about the euro area's deepening political divide. Some of these member states are now saying they want to drop the euro. They want to stop doing business with the European Central Bank. They want to go back to their own domestic currencies because, after all, Great Britain was allowed to stay with the pound rather than the euro. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about immigration issues around the world. And apparently, things have gotten really bad in London, where Dr. Gareth Greer, who's the Air Ambulance Service's lead clinician, is now saying that the air ambulance gets called to more stabbings and shootings than road accidents in London. So, again, same thing we're seeing in all across Europe and here in the United States. The more open the borders, the more crime goes up. And obviously, Britain's gun ban isn't stopping the bad guys from getting guns. There's a lesson for all of us to learn from there. Now, things in South Africa are just spinning wildly out of control with their new leader basically saying, we're going to take away all the farmlands from the white people and give it to the black people. And apparently, there's now literally a genocide being launched against the white people. Australia apparently is now offering refugee status to any whites from South Africa. But there have been attacks on farmers already. They're being shot at. Very ugly story here from the Australian media. Five-year-old boy forced to watch as five men tied up and sexually assaulted his mother. It's open season on whites. The government is not doing anything. I imagine those white people are probably feeling the way the Palestinians are right about now. Okay. Now then, the director of Homeland Security has basically gone public saying there is a problem. And that is, of course, we can't audit the U.S. elections. Now, that is something that the vote riggers have been pushing for a very, very long time. Electronic machines, you know, counting in the back room, no voter ID and so forth. But the national security, the Homeland Security chief is basically saying that this inability to audit U.S. elections is a national security concern. And that something has to be done before the midterm elections in November. I heartily agree. Our election system is a joke. It's absolutely a joke. And it does need to be fixed. Or the Democrats are going to take Congress in November and Trump will be a one-term president. Now, getting on back to the Parkland situation. Interesting story has evolved. As you know, Nicholas Cruz had moved in with another family. They'd taken him in. And apparently, the woman who took him in reveals that he punched her and she feared he would shoot her. And she kept calling the police. And the police kept saying they could not intervene. Now, that tells me that somebody was protecting Nicholas Cruz while he's being groomed as the patsy. Now, the March for Our Lives, which is a demonstration involving survivors of the Parkland school shooting that's going to take place Saturday in Washington, D.C., and apparently across the country, registered a 501c4 nonprofit advocacy organization that is not required to disclose its donors. So we don't get to find out who is funding this push to confiscate all of our guns. Over in Denver, as you know, their state legislature passed a ban on bump stocks, ordered everybody to turn them in. Not one did. They're hanging on to their weapons. I guess they know what's coming. I don't want to see an armed rebellion or civil war in the streets of this country. But if one is to come, we the people are guaranteed the right to be armed equally to the forces of the government itself. And that's what they're trying to take away. That's why they're obsessing about the so-called assault rifle or sporting rifle and large magazines. Those guns aren't really used in crimes. They're used only in the staged false flag shooting sprees. They want those guns because those are the guns that give the American people parity with the U.S. forces. Apparently, in this latest interim budget deal, they included a provision for a national gun registry. So people who are owners of guns are going to have to deal with that nonsense now. And, of course, the only purpose to have a gun registry, a national gun registry, is to know on whose door to knock when they finally get gun confiscation passed. We're heading out in a very, very bad direction here. Over in Great Britain, their latest national security threat turns out to be a joke. Scottish YouTuber Mark Meehan, better known as Count Dankula, apparently taught a pug dog how to imitate the Roman salute, a.k.a. the Nazi salute, and now he could be looking at two months in jail. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And it's just now being announced that National Security Advisor McMaster is going to be leaving the White House. The rumors are still swirling that John Bolton will be named to replace him. That is bad news. John Bolton has made his entire career out of lobbying for war with Iran. And we're going in a very, very bad, very reckless, very dangerous direction right now in this country. It's painful to watch. You know, I was born in this country. I grew up in this country. I love the country. I love the people. But it's like watching somebody you love who's come down with a wasting disease. And day after day after day, you see them getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And you try your best, but you're not able to stop it. And that's what this feels like to me, this is going on here. Anyway, getting into the realm of political correctness. Apparently, a resident advisor at the University of Pittsburgh recently put up a display warning students about toxic masculinity and the social reproduction of patriarchy. And apparently, as part of the display, it says the expression, be a man, is an example of toxic masculinity. And they're saying that masculinity contributes to a variety of mental health issues. So now apparently if you want to be a man, you're now mentally ill. I'm sure they've already got a pill out for that one. Here's one of the reasons why I don't think we should be getting into any more wars. We've raised a generation of these delicate snowflakes, and we're going to give them guns and expect them to fight fiercely for the United States of America? No, they don't have it in them. They just don't. Now, a North Carolina State University sociology instructor is saying that vegetarianism promotes white masculinity. And, I mean, it really is silly. Now they're saying that women who take yoga are guilty of cultural appropriation because they're not actually Indian. That's like saying people who take kung fu are guilty of cultural appropriation because they're not Chinese. You can see how ridiculous this is getting here. And apparently over at Simmons College, the librarians have invented new microaggressions, specifically concerning hate or hatred of LGBT people. And they apparently they're saying, even saying God bless you is a microaggression. It's going to trigger people. Grow a thick skin. Buy a helmet if you have to. But this idea that we're not allowed to just be polite, it's a microaggression. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Jeff in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, aloha. I love your show. Guy
Thank
called
you.
In half an hour ago about the need for a think tank. I called in about the think tank a few weeks ago. I believe that we need to be organized. We need to develop some of these ideals that that RBN is presenting. And if there's a way that we could have like a think tank on an RBN site, and so because once we get organized and develop a way forward, you know, we can get it to the local, the state, the federal politicians. You know, once it's out there in the open and a guy is speaking this on the House floor, you're going to see it's going to be like a magnet. You know, I'm already seeing the Christian Zionism dying out. I was one of them.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of things happening. Yes, go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. The Christian Zionists are starting to realize how they were just badly exploited to push Israel's agenda. And they're horrified by some of the things they're seeing happen to Christians over in Israel. So, yeah, that movement is kind of starting to fade and fizzle.
Yes. And, you know, I used to always call in about the Kennedy thing because every forum on the Internet about Kennedy is controlled. You'll never get to the truth of the coup d'etat of who was involved because they're organized. They have all the money. They have the apparatus. And they're trying to snuff out our free speech. But if we're organized, I believe we have enough manpower. We might be able to give them a game. Thanks, Michael.
Well, you're welcome there. You know, we could adopt the megaphone approach. And for those of you who don't know, megaphone is a messaging system developed by Israel and given to Israel supporters that has a little window on the screen of your computer. And anytime they see something that challenges Israel, they'll type it into that little window. It pops up on all the other windows logged into the net. And they immediately go to that forum and that comment board, and they jump all over them. And that's one of the ways in which they're successfully organized. The other situation is that Israel literally pays Jewish students in this country to be online advocates for Israel. So they don't have to go out and try and find a job in a fast food restaurant or something like that. They just sit at home and they type all the time. We have another caller, Ray in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I wanted to comment on Sears and Roebuck. I know that Dustin enjoyed the catalog as well, you, and I also enjoyed it very much. And I wonder if you remember the song that somebody had made about a particular year when a male model was exposed, and there was a song about it, something like page 162. I don't actually remember, but it was kind of funny at the time. Do you recall?
No, I don't recall that, but I do recall. I mean, this is all before Playboy came along, where, right. You know, you'd look at the lingerie ads, or you'd go to National Geographic, because National Geographic, you know, had pictures of naked and semi-naked women from around the world. And,
yes,
you know,
yes.
As long as the parents didn't see what you were looking at, they figured you were educating yourself and they'd leave you alone.
No, I agree. And it was very interesting. But there was a song, and I'm pretty sure it was that catalog. It might have been JCPenney, but I was only 11 or 12 at the time. So
yeah, I don't recall anything about that at all. When I was actually growing up in New England farming country, I was a little more isolated from the rest of the world because it was farming country. We only got three TV channels, and the only radio I had was one I built myself, and I won a school science fair with that. There was like one station in New York and one in Manchester that I could pull in with this, and I didn't spend a lot of time listening to it. But came out to California, my family moved to California. We arrived on my 12th birthday. Talk about culture shock. And, oh,
absolutely.
My, it was intense. It was very intense.
Well, I'm originally from California, but I grew up in the sticks of Napa Valley, if you will. But I wanted to comment on Israel right quick before
yes.
I let you go. I have kind of walked the middle line, as I've heard you discuss Israeli topic many times. But I've got to tell you, after seeing this interview where Netanyahu literally dominated this press conference with Mr. Trump, President Trump, I was somewhat alarmed. Then I saw him on Mark Levin on Fox on Sunday recently, and I was, again, somewhat shocked that he is just dominating the narrative and running right through. And I was surprised.
Yeah. No, Netanyahu gets a lot of media coverage, and you know, he uses it to try and influence the American people, and the media is very much on his side.
Well, I thought you said 85% of Congress was.
No, I went back and I checked the article. I went back and I checked the article, and apparently, whoever typed the headline to the article mistyped. I did a count. It comes out to 9%, just 9%.
But
even
that's
too
outrageous.
It is still outrageous. Other countries do not allow people holding foreign citizenships to be in the government, and it seems to make a great deal of sense to me that we should have the same thing.
How can they have allegiance to the United States and their oath of office with dual citizenship? Have a great day, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Well, remember, no man can serve two masters. That also applies to a government. No government can serve two masters. And a government that is serving Israel cannot, does not, and will not serve the American people. Let's go back to the phones here. Thomas in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I've only listened to part of your show. I've been busy in and out. But I heard you talking about, you know, we talking about YouTube. And
yep.
I don't know if anybody has proposed this yet. But, you know, YouTube is phenomenally successful. But it's now been corrupted. How hard would it be for someone who knows how to do it to literally form a corporation and launch a parallel YouTube, and what they could do is they could offer it as people buying stock in it, maybe make it reasonable, like $10 a share. Everybody would pile in on that because it's not even a question of whether it would be successful. You know darn well that it would be as successful as YouTube. It's a freebie, and whoever would do that, people would buy into it. The stock prices would probably go up, so it'd be. If you keep the price cheap, too, it could even be just a form of, hey, I'm just going to buy one share. You buy one share for $10 or $25 or whatever they put it at. And
well,
it
you
be
could
an
crowd
incredible
on something like that, but the thing is there are already alternative video streaming sites We had a caller call into the show earlier mentioning a couple of them, like DTube and Steemit. There's a bunch more. Just go on with a web search engine and type in alternatives to YouTube, and you'll get a list. And people are starting to move on over there because of the YouTube censorship.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be neat if somebody launched a public offering where you could actually say, look, I'm going to go to my stockbroker, and I'm going to buy a share or two or 10 or 100 or whatever I feel like buying. And possibly you could get in on the ground floor of something that actually made as much. I mean, YouTube apparently is worth billions.
Well, that's not the way it really works. I mean, you do a startup company with private investment, and if it's successful, you reach a point where you can do your initial public offering, and at that point, stock certificates are created in a computer or printed. I don't know if anybody actually prints a stock certificate anymore. You can sell the stock, but you can't do a startup out of the gate and be listed on the stock market. It's just not the way it works. You could do crowdfunding and get your startup capital that way. But again, there are a lot of players getting into the game right now. I don't think we need a new one. We just need to find one that respects the First Amendment, and we all need to give them our support.
Oh, I certainly would, and I'm sure everybody else would too. Yeah, I'm just waiting for that. And I need to bone up and find out which ones are good, and start going there. But I'm kind of stuck on YouTube at this point, you know.
Well, I'm getting ready to dump this YouTube channel because apparently there's some kind of an audio problem that I can't hear at this end, but apparently it's affecting the replay, and I don't know if it's just YouTube not functioning correctly or deliberately trying to degrade my video, but I'm going to leave and go someplace else really, really soon. Anyway, Thomas, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Terry in California. Terry, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm really confused about Trump. On the one hand, I always have been. On one hand, he's fighting with his deep state. He's going to, you know, make America good again and all this kind of thing. And on the other hand, he's a servant for Israel. And he's continuing on with the wars. And I've been so conflicted with this man, I don't know what to think.
Well, he's been a disappointment. There's no question about that. And, you know, he campaigned on all the things we wanted to hear, but then all politicians do. It doesn't look like he's doing all that much against the deep state. It looks to me like he's assembling a war cabinet, especially with him picking John Bolton to be the national security advisor. He's loading up basically to take this nation into war. And we should all be very, very afraid.
Yeah, I got a little bit of advice about that. I think John Bolton needs some more information about Iran. And I think we ought to take a stealth reconnaissance airplane, turn the lights off, fly it over Iran, and drop him out with a free fall parachute. And he can go in there and do some reconnaissance about, you know, for the country and check out their defense or some of that sort of thing before he takes over.
Well, you know, my attitude is if John Bolton wants war with Iran, we give him a rifle, a parachute, and a Dayglo jumpsuit left over from the CIA torture prisons, and we parachute him in there, and then we call Tehran and say, you know, John is coming to whip your butt all by himself. Huh. Have fun.
Okay, Mike, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to take Fred in Michigan. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Mike. I got a new slogan here, real quick. What the Fukushima damn hell's going on, Alfie? Remember that expression? I thought you might get a kick out of that.
Yeah, I get a kick out of that one. I still like Keep RBN Alive Tell 5, and I need you all to remember and repeat that one.
Okay. Hey, all debt is contractual, right? All debt is based on a valid or presumed valid contract.
Yes.
And for it to be valid and not just presumed valid, there has to be full disclosure in good faith, no deliberate nor inadvertent concealment of the attaching provisions of the contract.
Yes.
Okay. And then, based on that, Mike, we provide our informed consent authorization pursuant to full disclosure. Well, okay, so there's this Boucher v. Steiner Supreme Court case, 1986. Boucher, that's Bowl, B-O-W-S-H-E-R, Boucher v. Steiner, S-Y-N-A-R. And they ruled that when Congress has a charter-mandated fiduciary duty obligation, they cannot delegate that away to another entity. So the Federal Reserve, as you said, is a private corporation. And
that's one of the reasons why everybody's saying the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. The Constitution gave the money creation authority to Congress and does not allow them to delegate it. Anyway, we got to take a break for a commercial here. Fred, thanks for the phone call. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take one more phone call, and that is James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. About an hour after I called in last Friday, I found myself having what was described to me as a massive heart attack. So I'm going to be looking into Extendivite. Now, compared to the rest of my family, every single one of them has had either stents or open heart surgery long before me. Fortunately, it wasn't open heart in this case, but I put this down to a policy of avoiding doctors like the plague. I only use Western medicine for emergencies. You know, everybody else has taken all these pills, and they have a plethora of health problems, and I've just basically taken care of things myself.
But, yes.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be looking into Extendivite, and I recommend that everybody else do that as well. So,
well, please call back and let us know, how it helps, okay?
All right. Thank you very much for your good work, and keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you very much. And we're going to close the phone lines for the rest of the show, which is only a few minutes here. I want to go on back to this RBN donation drive that involves the front sight firearms training, because Claire just made an excellent point. I keep saying if I lived in the Western U.S., I would definitely go for the steel myself. And to recap, for a one-time $500 donation, you will get a lifetime commander membership at the Front Sight Firearms Training. It involves discounts on guns, discounts on ammunition, the training itself, of course. They're building a residence facility. You can stay there during your training. You don't have to live in the West to take advantage of this, because as Claire points out, you could make the donation and then give the commander membership as a gift to somebody who is a Second Amendment supporter. And so that certainly widens the number of people who could basically get on in and help RBN survive and support the Second Amendment and support Front Sight Firearms Training. We can see the gun grabbing just going on all around us. So, again, we need your help, and you can get that commander membership in the Front Sight Training Academy. And I've got their website linked to the top of whatreallyhappened.com. You got to take a look at the video. It's very enlightening. They're teaching combat shooting skills, which I hope will not be necessary, but maybe. Meanwhile, over at Harvard Law School, there's a professor, Lawrence Tribe, is teaching a class this semester on how Trump could be impeached and removed. And it's just insane what we're seeing here. And finally, our last story, Dr. Russell Blaylock, who's at Johns Hopkins, is out there saying there's another area to be concerned about with vaccinations. And that has to do with an adjuvant called squalene, which, if I recall correctly, was somehow tied in with the Gulf War syndrome that a lot of veterans had to deal with. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. He's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Keep RBN alive. Tell five. Share what you learn here with everyone that you know. We have to keep pushing against the war party, or we're all going to be toast. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.